Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thacks. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God for our life. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in that process, and how God will use your everyday life to make shape and shape you, to get you ready for the place of your there. And our there walk is that Abraham walk. It's the place that God calls us to. And as he calls us to that place, we're being changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Abraham walk is a walk of faith. It is a walk that we depend solely on God and his word, his will, and his spirit to lead us and guide us in the truth of what he desires for us. And as we submit by faith, live by faith, walk by faith, we see that demonstration. We see the manifestation. We become that which is necessary for someone else to see and know God through our lifestyle of worship unto the Lord. We've been in the book of Proverbs, going back to that book, studying some more, gaining these wisdom nuggets and applying them to our lives as we live every single day. We're going to talk a little bit about favor. I don't know about you, but I need favor in my life. We need favor in our lives, because when we have favor in our lives, we see God's hand move mightily. We see that even the word says that Jesus had favor with God and man, and that's what we want. We want favor, favor that causes us to move into areas and arenas where our gift makes room for it, where the intent of God is done, where our purpose is manifested, and we see the demonstration of God's power like never before, giving us an opportunity that we know that we could never give ourselves. So we want the favor of the Lord in our lives. We want that favor with God and with man, because when God is the head of our lives, he will change things, change hearts of kings, change situations just for us to go in and show him, show himself strong through us. Proverbs 3 and 4 says, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." That's what I was saying, that favor that we want. We want that favor that we get from God and man. Jesus received that from the Lord, and we want that same type of favor to manifest and hit our life, because we basically never will forget the truth and the kindness of God, and we'll never forget how he's able to validate us and show us favor and kindness in ways that man cannot unless he touches their heart. So we want him to do that, and we want that when we arrive at that place that God has given us favor, we want the word, the will, the life, the truth, the love, the spirit, the power of God to arrive there with us so that we show up showing the character of God, showing who he is. And when the Bible speaks about mercy and truth, it's basically letting us understand these important words. These are attributes of God. These are things that describe the character of God. God is truth and he's merciful. So when we show up in a place where God has given us favor, we want to make sure we show up in the mercy of God and in the truth of God with his favor. We never know who we're showing up for. We never know why God is allowing us to go there fully. We might think that it's just for us to get an opportunity, but there's someone's life that we have to impact. There's someone's life that needs to know and see the demonstration of mercy and truth showing to them by the favor God has given to us to walk in a door, to go into a place, or to meet someone, or to be around someone that he's going to use us to show them mercy and truth. So our character, how we present ourselves, even when we walk in favor, is going to show God. And we need to make sure that that's what we're showing. We need to make sure that's what we are demonstrating. When we allow God's the same character of mercy and truth to be in us as we go through the door of favor, God can use us mightily. He wants us to walk in these attributes because those are his attributes inside of us. We trust the Lord and we love him. And when we do, we allow his favor to take us to a place that is perfect so that his perfect will can be done, not only in our lives, but in the life of others. As we acknowledge God, as the acknowledgement of God, as we say, God, we want you to be first in our lives, we're pronouncing that we desire God to allow his will to be done. Our acknowledgement says that we want favor on our lives, on our steps, because we put God first. And as we put God first, he will cause us to triumph and win in ways that we don't even understand, because we're allowing him to order our steps because we put him first. As we acknowledge him, as we say, God, let your will be done. Let your word, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your favor, your character be seen and demonstrated in me as I go through this door, as I'm brought into this opportunity, as you place me before this committee or these people. When you do that, before you ever say his name, his character, his love shows up with you, because you're coming in his authority, you're coming in his name, and when you do, everything that he is shows up with you, and that's what you want. That's what you want. You want him to show up, because you're allowing him to order your steps, because you're acknowledging him, and you're saying, God, because of that, you're blessing my life. Your blessings upon my life, because I acknowledge you, because I put you first. Because I put you first, you're in control. And you're going to make sure that good success happens in this as I go through this door of favor, as I move in the direction of favor, as I walk in this favor that you've given to me. Proverbs 8:35 says, For who so finds me finds life and shall obtain favor with the Lord. Now, this is talking about wisdom. Wisdom is talking here. Wisdom is saying, if you find me, you're going to find life and you're going to find favor. You're going to find life and you're going to find favor, because like children who listen to their parents when they're younger and they grab everything that their mom and dad is saying and they hold on to it, so we are to hold on to the word of God and the wisdom of God. We're supposed to take it and hold on to it and walk it out and treasure it. And as we do, we find life, because we find the will of God, which is life, and we find favor, and we find the favor of God. That means God is able to allow us to go in and possess things or walk in areas that others will not, because they don't treasure the wisdom of God and they don't treasure the word of God. But because we treasure God and we treasure his wisdom and we treasure his word, and it's a delight to us, we're saying, because we found you, because we treasure that, because we delight in that, now God, allow that favor to be on that our lives, so that someone else can see what our treasure is, which is more than anything else, which is you and your wisdom, God. And as you allow us to go forth, as you allow us to go into places, as you allow us to go and move in your name and move for your glory and wisdom and favor, have someone there so that they can hear about our God, see our God in us, see the love of God in us, see that favor. And as they do, let them be drawn, let them be curious, so that they can hear our overcoming testimony, see the victories of our lives in the name of Jesus, in the word, in the favor, in the wisdom of God. When we listen to God and we allow ourselves to be obedient to what we know to be right, what we know to be true, and we walk and trust in the word and the wisdom of God, we manifest the success of righteousness. We manifest that which God wants us to bear. We manifest that wisdom in our lives, because we listen. We listen to God. We listen to his word. So we manifest something that others do not have. There's a wisdom that is earthly, and then there's a wisdom that comes from God that is righteous and spiritual. And that wisdom knows the mind, the heart of all things, because I believe that wisdom is linked to the Holy Spirit. And that the Holy Spirit begins to empower us and tell us what we need and show us what we need, so that we can have, because the Holy Spirit is sent so that we can succeed and have success and walk in the mission for our lives personally, but also in the church. So the Holy Spirit is going to help us succeed. And when we listen to the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom and the knowledge and the word and the truth of God, we're going to have good success. Doesn't mean you're not going to be challenged. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have problems, but it means that everything is going to work for good, because you know and believe and trust the word of God and know that he's going to cause you to triumph even when it looks impossible. He's going to let you win. So the wisdom that we receive and we live by obeying the word of God and obeying God, that wisdom causes blessings on our lives. It causes us to be blessed and have a blessed life, and it causes us to show the demonstration of God's power in our lives like never before. We want that wisdom. I don't know about you, but I want that wisdom. I want that wisdom to beyond my years. I want that wisdom that's beyond the situations that I've ever faced. I want that wisdom to solve problems on the spot. I want that wisdom because the Bible lets us know in the book of Proverbs that wisdom has been given so that we can know how to act in every situation. And we have not known how to act in every situation. We have not known how to solve problems, how to give the right answer, how to handle certain situations, how to handle relationships, how to handle things that occur in our lives in the right manner, in righteousness, with the wisdom of God. So as we study the book of Proverbs, as we take in that wisdom, as we take in the word of God, we now learn how to walk in wisdom, that no matter where we are at, where we find ourselves, the wisdom of God pours out of us with the word of God and causes us to triumph, causes us to win. And that's what we want. We want to win greatly for the name and for the glory of God. We want to win so that he will be lifted up, magnified, and glorified like never before. And so we want that wisdom of God. We want it there. So we want to take that Proverbs 8:35 and say, Lord, this is what I want. I want to find wisdom so that I can find life and so that I can obtain favor with you and with the people around me, those who you're going to lead me to. I want that. Proverbs 11:27 says, He that diligently seeks good procures favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it will come out unto him. It shall come upon him. And we don't want mischief to be the fruit of our lives. We don't want folly to be the fruit of our lives. We want favor to be the fruit of our life. We want that diligent seeking of good, procuring favor, that diligent walk, that diligent search, that diligent stand, that we receive favor, that shapes our lives, that shapes how we handle things, that shapes how we see things. And this proverb itself is really speaking about money and how we see money. When you read that whole proverb, it talks about money and how you see money and how you handle money. And we have to understand that we can handle money in an irresponsible way, and we can't handle money evil in an evil way. We have to handle money with wisdom and understand the purpose of money, how we use money, and how God wants money to be the blessing not only to our lives but to people and his kingdom. And as we do it the way that God has ordered, through our tithes and our offerings and our sacrificial giving, and understanding that we don't love money, that we don't put money above God, that we don't put money above his will, that we don't put money above righteousness, but we love God and we love his will and his principles and his way, and we acknowledge him first and we put him first. And as we do, all of these things are added, that he will cause the giftings and the talents of our life to bring good success, because we acknowledge him, that what we put our hand to will always turn up in a place of divine blessings and of divine favor, because our acknowledgement first is God. Our love is God, not money, not what the love of money, not what we can go after with money, but God. And as we love God, as we draw nigh to him, as we want him and thirst and hunger for him, our appetite becomes his appetite. So what he blesses us with, the stuff that he blesses us with, does not possess us. Money does not possess us. We see money in a different way. It is not like the world sees it. We see it as a seed. And as we sow the seed, we bring a harvest. As we sow it into good works, as we sow it to make something happen for someone else, we call that seed to manifest and grow and multiply, and it brings back more than what we've sown, because we're not just saying this is money. We're saying this is a seed, and when we plant that seed, it's going to come back. It's going to come back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God will cause favor and cause men to give to us and cause things to happen, because we are doing it his way and not our way, and we're not running after the money and loving money. We're running after God and his will, and as we do, what we put our hands to prospers. What we put our hands to, there's good success, because our motives are right. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and that's all the time we have for today in this 15-minute empowerment. I pray that you've been blessed, and we'll be back again for another empowerment. Have a blessed and wonderful day.